I'll now pass you to Jane to introduce our last group of news stories.
Thank you, Tim. Our final group of stories includes news of two housing developments, a riverside cafe and an art exhibition, and very good news for those in Norfolk who use heating oil. Tim will start with the first item of housing news.
Stalled plans for thousands of new homes on the edge of Norwich are set to be revived after the former Coleman's Mustard site was bought. Government redevelopment agency Homes England has bought the 42-acre Carrow Works site near Trouse, where the famous mustard and Robinson's fruit drinks used to be produced. Council leaders hope the purchase will reinvigorate plans for more than 3,500 homes and thousands of jobs in the Norwich regeneration area, which have been on the drawing board for years. Plans by Fuel Properties, the previous owner of Carrow Works, for almost 1,900 homes, were rejected by Norwich City Council's planning committee 2 years ago. They were turned down amid concerns about a lack of affordable housing and a lack of detail about the environmental impact. With Homes England now the new owners of the factory, council leaders hope that purchase will accelerate the project to get new houses built. Carly Harper, Cabinet Member for Finance and Major Projects at Labour-run City Hall, said, "The acquisition is a massive game-changer in our mission to regenerate East Norwich to be a beacon of waterside living. We're working at pace with Homes England to help deliver top-quality homes, many of which will be affordable, jobs for local people, and build a new vibrant waterside community which will be one of the most livable neighbourhoods in England, if not Europe."
The final section of one of the city's biggest ever housing developments has been given the go-ahead after councillors backed the scheme against the advice of planning officers. Broadland District Council has approved plans for 63 homes on the former Langley School site in Thorpe St Andrew, completing the Pinebanks development, which will deliver 543 homes across four sites. The Langley South parcel has been the only section of the wider scheme to be refused when councillors met in January to consider all four sites together. While they approved the other three, Pinebanks, 260 homes, Langley North, 90, and Griffin Lane, 130, officers' concerns over the risk of damage at an ancient woodland on the Langley South site led them to recommend refusal, a view the committee accepted at the time. Officers had recommended refusal again, pointing to the need to protect the woodland and arguing that its dense tree canopy would leave many of the proposed homes in heavy shade for much of the day. Councillors ultimately voted 7-2 to overrule their officers, citing the need to prioritise brownfield development and address a shortfall in housing supply.
A riverside cafe that offers boat trips on the Broads is reopening after a six-month closure. Thorpe Ferry Cafe, along the River Yare, near Norwich, has been transformed by its owners. The site is known for its ferry service that runs from the cafe in Bungalow Lane to Whittlingham Country Park, and will now also offer a range of art workshops and yoga classes. Each year, the cafe is closed for winter, and customers will return this season to a brand new space following renovations by owners Yar and Jack Fisher. It's been a seriously busy few weeks behind the scenes, building a whole new kitchen, pulling everything out of storage, giving the cafe a fresh lick of paint, and getting Thorpe Ferry Cafe ready for an amazing season ahead, Mr. Fisher said. And trust us, it's been worth it. In addition to a fresh look, the refreshed menu will offer more breakfast options such as smoked salmon on toast and overnight oats, all with locally sourced ingredients.
A new exhibition celebrating the 70th anniversary of Norfolk Contemporary Art Society has opened at Norwich Castle. The Seven Decades of Contemporary Art exhibition includes work by L.S. Lowry, Colin Self, Bridget Riley, and Roger Ackling. The exhibition shows art which Norfolk Contemporary Art Society, formed in 1956, has helped the Castle Museum to collect and display. Lisa Newby, curator of modern and contemporary art at Norwich Castle, said, "Members of Norfolk Contemporary Art Society plays a vital role in developing the contemporary collections at Norwich Castle. This exhibition celebrates their contribution and will be an exciting opportunity for visitors to experience the artworks the Society has supported over the past seven decades. Recent acquisitions will be shown alongside highlights from the early decades of the Society's activity."
A £3 million heating oil crisis fund has been launched to support homes in Norfolk affected by rising prices. Around 70,000 households in the county, which is 17% of its homes, rely on the fuel for heating and hot water. Many have seen the price of their heating oil double since the start of the war in the Middle East. Norfolk County Council's Crisis Fund will offer help to low-income families, typically households with a combined income of under £35,000 a year. The council says it'll also take savings and any outstanding debts into account to ensure the support reaches those who need it most. Priority will be given to those who are set to run out of oil and are at immediate risk of losing access to heating and hot water. Once eligibility is confirmed, the council will offer grants of around £350 per household. There's also support available for setting up payment plans with oil suppliers.